the towel. I just call it the dish towel.
Fun. Yeah. Really fun doing it. What would you call a small square of terry cloth that you use to wash your face?
Washcloth.
And then to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
Okay. Now, like at the kitchen sink, when you turn on the water, what do you call the thing the water comes in?
The faucet.
Now, if it were something like that on the side of a house, what would you call it?
I still call that the faucet.
Okay. Even if it's something you could hook a hose up to on the outside of it.
Yeah, well, we've called it the hose faucet before, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The outside faucet.
You know those, now you probably have seen barrels. Sometimes barrels have things on them that you...
Oh, a spout kind of,
okay,
or a...
yeah.
Spigot. Yeah.
That, and what would you, there's a, oh, well, like those coolers that... We used to take on picnics when I was a kid, a cooler that would, what do you call a thing like that? We'd put lemonade in it, and then it would have a thing, and you could,
yeah, I know what
thing around, and it would come
out. I guess I would call that a spigot.
I don't really know. Okay. if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
pop.
Okay. And if you're going to say, it was so cold last night that the water in our pipes froze, and our pipes
burst.
Now, something, well, I mentioned it before, something that a long time ago people used to buy flour and things, a big wooden, you could roll it off.
The barrel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what lard would come in?
Ooh. Tub.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call one of these things you use to pour something in, shaped like this?
Funnel.
And,
you know what this reminds me of?
What?
In psychology, word association.
Yeah, really? You know, I've never thought about that.
Really?
But it's really like a word association.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that's funny, but really. what would you, if a person wanted a horse to go faster, they'd hit it with a
whip.
And if you bought, say, something like fruit at the store,
mm-hmm.
Now, before they had plastic things, so the grocer might put it in a
sack.
Okay. Now, what would that be made of before they had the plastic things?
Paper.
Okay. Now, would you usually just say a sack, or would you have put paper sack? If you're distinguishing, like nowadays, between those things, those plastic things, they put the...
Yeah, I would say a paper sack.
Paper sack.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the word poke for sack?
No.
Now, do you know, how about if it was something like that, if it was made of cloth, and,
now you're talking
like
about...
Like sugar used to come in, and, well, I think flour, too, used to come in.
Now, are you thinking of something like a gunny sack?
Okay.
Is that the same thing?
What would a gunny sack be?
To me, that's what that is.
Would it be made of cloth?
Yeah.
Rough
or burlap.
Burlap
okay. Bag.
Okay. Have you ever heard of something like a flour sack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Flour sack, yeah.
Now that would be smooth type.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cloth. And then the gunny sack or...
That, to me, that's
like
rough.
Burlap,
yeah.
Rough type
mm-hmm.
stuff. Okay. Have you ever heard of toe sack?
Toe sack, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I don't know why that didn't come to my mind.
Yeah. But that would be the same as gunny sack to you, probably.
Yeah. Unless I've got the two confused somewhere along the line.
Oh, there's one.
Yeah.
okay, if you went, like if you had a fireplace and you went out in the backyard or something to pick up some wood.
Yeah.
Now, the amount of wood you could carry in your arms at one time, you'd say you're going to go out and get an
Arm load.
Yeah, arm load.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.